You know, in the celebration of the voting in Sudan, there is to me a curious echo of history.
Independent only.
The South wants to secede from the North. A map that no longer reflects the reality of a divided nation. Civil war, racial intolerance, it's a quest for freedom.
They're not, let them stay there. They will not come here in our nation here. No. Even our in future, we will take our ambassador there, and then they will come and bring their ambassador here also.
A Sudanese voter talking about secession, talking about the North staying in the North and the South going its own way. Exactly 150 years ago, the American South voted to secede from the Union. The North's economic domination of the South had brought things to a head. The South's insistence on slavery, the Northern abolitionist movement's abhorrence of slavery. And the Confederacy was born in a spirit of conflict and also a spirit of people being free to choose their own way.
There was one issue that drove this war, and it was the issue of slavery, not as a moral issue, but as a political and economic issue. This was the thing that drove the states' rights movement. This was a political issue, of course, because slaves were being counted as three-fifths of a man under the Constitution, and that was keeping the South in some degree of political power.
That's American historian Kenneth Davis on this program talking about the secession movement in this country a century and a half ago. In thinking about Sudan and America this morning, what an odd mix. The vote to separate in Sudan comes after 23 years of civil war. The vote to secede in America preceded 4 years of the bloodiest conflict in our history. The war to preserve the Union was all about a fight for freedom for all men, the original intent of the Declaration of Independence. The vote in Sudan to dissolve the Union is all about a fight for freedom among people in the South to be free of war and the North's domination. This woman is a 26-year-old election observer in Sudan.
It cannot be postponed. I pray in God it's possible because we are already setting up our bullets to get our priorities and our future to be bright for others, not only me, and all Sudanese at large.
A curious echo of events. Two countries, two splits, two civil wars with Africa and the enslavement of Africans, a common narrative, still alive today. Our Union stayed together and is today an imperfect symbol of freedom's forward march. Sudan's Union may dissolve and become its own symbol. This Sudanese election song is titled Let Us Go. It has a chance to enter that nation's folklore like songs like Dixie and Cry for Freedom did in the U.S. The changes coming feel inevitable to the people voting today.
Yeah, I need this referendum to be done peacefully, without any argument, so that Sudanese can be given their independence without any problem. Second to that is what we need is separation, because these people, they have been cheating us for long.
This young man, anxious to become part of the new Sudan, one pair of footsteps in Sudan's national step forward in this battle for freedom. A 21st century war between the North and South, across 150 years, and in both cases, tragedy, celebrations, but so many had to die.